Well, now what? Are we done?
That's okay. We got the white noise. I did that. It's pretty good, actually, because I usually forget to
do
white
ASMR?
Noise. Yeah, so now we're just going to have a segment where Hallie does ASMR for like 30 odd minutes. So, dig away.
Is that what ASMR is?
Yeah, snake. ASMR is when you guess the animal, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Woof, 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 woof.
Oh, stumped.
Frog?
Well, we got round one anyway.
You got it. It's animal ASMR. Yeah, ASMR stands for animal ASMR, right?
Animal.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the S stands for SMR. The M stands for...
Nothing. The S, the M...
The R is silent.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, well, thanks for coming, guys. Thanks for coming, everyone. I think that was a really strong app. I think that was a really strong app.
In a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization, Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape. Surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors, they resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi,
I was just wandering the library on my own, and I noticed that you were here.
Yeah, we're twins.
Yeah. We're barely
twins.
Here, though.
Yeah. We're just, that's our whole personality, is that we're twins.
Yeah.
Really?
Kind of like, you've seen The Shining?
Mm-hmm.
That's us.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I thought you had. Yeah. But well, we
unrelated?
Are it.
She's seen it, and so I
no,
kind
I
of have a... Oh, right, because we're
well,
twins.
It is a different book.
Yeah, I really haven't seen it. I just thought you had.
No.
Oh, this is kind of embarrassing for us.
You're both wearing the exact same costume that the twins wear in the movie. Have you really not seen The Shining?
No.
That's pure coincidence.
But is it also coincidence that you're wearing the same outfit? Because I assume
yeah,
that was
no,
a twin.
Yes,
we coordinated our outfits,
yeah.
But we didn't coordinate it with any other twins.
You didn't coordinate it with movies?
No.
Twins
in
movies.
Seen a movie.
Before you decide which outfits you're going to both wear, you have to make sure it was worn by twins in a movie.
No.
Sometimes
that's
a TV
a
show.
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a coincidence.
I'm looking at you both right now in the face.
You are.
And now I'm going to ask you a question. Are you identical twins or are you not?
1, 2, 3. We'll say the answer, okay?
Identical and conjoined. 3.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh, I figured you were just standing really, really, really close to one another.
No,
no,
we actually, yeah, we actually were both born with tails, and we're kind of linked via tail, cat dog style.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Can you be the cat and I be the dog? I'm allergic to cats.
I think so. I haven't seen the
Why
film.
You're just
I mean,
saying this now?
Isn't that a show?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I've never seen it, but I was listening to a podcast where they were talking about it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Length.
Yeah, I haven't seen the cartoon. I
so
think
it's almost
cartoon.
Like I've seen it.
It's almost like that.
Have you ever tried, you know how in the olden days before they had dentists, if someone's tooth hurt, they would like tie a little string around it and tie it to like a doorknob and then slam the door to get the tooth out? Have you ever tried that with
our teeth? Yeah.
With each other?
Well, we don't want to separate.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. It actually is quite good.
We enjoy being conjoined. It's fun.
Yeah.
You enjoy yes. being conjoined.
We do.
Imagine
Would
not
see...
being conjoined.
Yeah, it couldn't be me.
No.
You find everyone in the world that isn't conjoined, you find them unrelatable?
Yeah.
Unrelatable and...
less cool.
Yeah, we take pity on them because, like, they suck. I don't know what else to say.
This
so
this truly, really hurts because I do feel like all that I've been missing in my life is being biologically melded to someone. if that's
you should
word.
Really try it someday.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I was actually kind of, I guess, subtly propositioning. I don't know if you've ever had
we
this
can't
before,
take another
like,
proposition.
Oh, come on, man. I'd love to join. I'd love to join your throuple or whatever this is.
It's not a throuple.
It's barely a couple. We're basically the same. We came
from
the same.
Say barely a couple.
We came from the same egg. We're a couple of twins.
Yeah, we're a couple as in two, but not a couple as in...
Yeah, if that makes any sense.
We don't date each other or anyone.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting into pedantics now.
We're a duo, and that won't be changing.
Like Drake and Josh.
Like Drake and Josh.
No one ever thought Drake and Josh were a couple.
Which one is Drake? And answer carefully now.
He was the I've guy with the it. with the red hair.
I've never seen it.
No, I mean which one of you is Drake?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
So if anything, like even though that was basically unrelated. I suppose it was related. I was going to say that if anything is in any way related to a TV show or movie and you haven't seen it, you can only reply with you haven't seen it. Well, but that was...
We're just trying to be honest.
Yeah, would he like us to lie? Okay, fine. I'm Drake. He's Josh.
You're Drake?
There. I don't know.
You know
I've
that
never
guy's in
it.
Fucking jail well, right now,
maybe
right?
I'm fucking Megan or Josh's dad who married Drake's mom or something. I don't know. I haven't seen the show.
Give me two shows that you've seen.
I've life. Seen a Spider-Man
in
the
past
Turn
life,
Off
sorry,
the Dark.
In your previous life.
I saw Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark live on stage. And then I did see a terrible puppet show of The Lion King 2 Simba's Pride.
Did they skip the
I've
first one?
I've seen those
one?
Too.
They skipped the first one, but they did do some songs from the first one. They didn't actually do any of the Lion King 2 songs. I think I haven't seen the first one.
Of course. Yeah. I am not surprised that you've seen the puppet show of Lion King 2, but you haven't seen the first one. That really tracks so far. Yeah,
I missed that.
I've seen those two shows too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually really cool. We only have to pay for one ticket.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not surprised that you've also seen it, because unless you happen to be asleep throughout the entire thing, you're in the room.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. I don't sleep.
I do the sleeping.
I do the eating.
Yeah.
Oh, and that works for y'all?
Yeah, we split a lot of bodily functions like that.
Who has the fun?
What's that?
Who has the fun? Because I really feel like if you had a third in there...
We're always having fun together.
To mingle
with... We're
having
fun all the time.
Maybe I could have the fun. Maybe I could be the fun one.
It's like we always say, it's no fun if you're just one.
We do always say that.
We always say that.
We always say it.
You say things in unison a lot less than I would have expected.
It's been a while. We're a little rusty on the twin.
Not only are we a little rusty, it's something our speech pathologist kind of went over with us. All
like
right?
We're physically rusty.
We're physically rusted, yeah.
And that's a
it's
side effect.
It's not that we haven't talked in 6 months.
We went swimming.
It's not that we haven't talked in 6 months.
No.
Right? It's not that.
No, it's the swimming and the speech pathology.
Yeah.
6 months?
It's...
So
not
you've just
that,
been dragging each other around for 6 months.
I said
and
it's
you didn't...
not that.
It's not,
oh, it's
that.
Not that. So your Matt, your explanation for being rusty
how'd you know
was
my
that
name?
You went swimming. Yeah, you just seem like a Matt. Am I wrong?
No.
Your explanation for being rusty was that you went swimming.
Yeah, do I look like I'm made of stainless steel?
One would assume.
It's actually iron.
Wow.
As in, I'm deficient.
Yeah, you are anemic. You should be taking your supplements more.
Yeah. We haven't decided who does the supplements. So
yeah, that was our fight. That's why, if we weren't speaking to each other for 6 months, that would be why.
Yeah, we didn't know who's taking the supplements.
You want a fucking supplements guy? I will do nothing but take supplements. I will do athletic greens, unathletic reds, as just, I don't know, blood.
This guy's creeping me out.
I'll fucking down it.
We just came to the library to learn about.
We wanted to read a book.
Kind of our. You want to read a book? Blood diseases. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do.
Can someone tell me what the name of the book is?
Oh, here's a book. It's called The Sour Baby Shower Hour.
Abercrombie Dunt walks through the ward of the hospital, holding flowers and a photo album. He pauses at a room filled with what sounds like roughly 345 people guffawing at someone's expense. Abercrombie, intrigued, frowns at the giant rat doctor standing outside.
The fuck's going on in there?
Episode 45. As in, my patient had 45 consecutive episodes, and this is the latest.
Sounds serious?
345 people guffawing sounds serious to you?
Are they laughing at his expense? What kind of hospital is this, where that's allowed?
The giant rat doctor takes another drag on his cigarette. Can I help you with something, pussy?
I'm looking for my mother, actually. She plays the drums, and she's nightmarishly ill. Kirsten Dunn?
Like, Kirsten Dunst, without the S?
Yes, okay, Christ!
Yeah, I know her. Big fan of your mother, actually. She swept the board at her annual hospital awards.
That's sweet that you do awards, if a little unorthodox. What'd you win?
Most sick.
Jesus, what else?
The rest of them are largely in the same vein.
Tell me.
Same vein?
I heard you.
No, the same vein award. As in, when the doctors give her injections, they always go for the same vein.
You really ran out of stuff to give awards for, huh?
Well, it's a hospital.
Right, it's a hospital. You don't have to give out awards.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Could you show me to her room, please?
It's ever so slightly above my pay grade. I'm not a tour guide. But your mother is like an EGOT around here. It'll pay to do right by her. The giant rat doctor, standing in the same place, points directly across the hall to another room. Abercrombie turns and sees his mother waving from inside. He waves back, nodding at the giant rat doctor politely as he enters his mother's room. Wow, and no tip. Abercrombie closes the door and places the flowers at his mother's bedside before giving her a hug.
So sweet of you to come in on such short notice.
I hear you're making quite an impression in the hospital.
Oh, the awards night? It wasn't all that. The stage left much to be desired.
How so?
She nods her wheelchair in the corner of the room.
No ramp!
Wow. We need to get you to another hospital, right? The fact is glaringly obvious to me.
No. Don't fuss. I'll be in the ground soon anyway, if my 9th award is anything to go by.
Abercrombie looks at her bedside table. Beside where he put the flowers, there are 11 little trophies, and on one of them is inscribed, "Most likely to die next."
And you're fine with that?
Recognition is all I ever wanted. More than love, more than a family. Now I can die in peace.
Sorry, more than a family? You know you're talking to your son, right?
No hard feelings, kid. But if you were an asshole, I'd probably still love you anyway, right? So this doesn't really mean much. I gambling buddies, on the other hand. Now, that's my real family.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. Your gambling buddies? Where are they now? Because they're not here.
Kirsten shrugs.
I don't know. Gambling?
Abercrombie weighs the photo album he'd been holding and his mother's face.
You don't see your blood family as family? Then explain these.
He opens the album, flipping through it.
Why'd you bring that?
Because I thought it would be nice. I thought we could look through them together as a family. Do you have photo albums filled with your gambling buddies?
Several.
Do you really?
I have several, yes.
Of just you and your gambling buddies gambling?
Priceless. Well, except when I lost your college fund.
What?
Sure. Let's look at some photos. Because Lord knows that's what I want to be doing on one of my last days on this here earth.
Mom, what has gotten into you? We are family. I'm the only son you've got.
Abercrombie flips to the start of the photo album. He points to the second page where there's a photo of his mother, many years younger, holding him as a baby.
Look at this. Doesn't this photo fill you with any emotion?
That's not you.
I'm sorry?
That's not you in the photo.
Then whose baby are you holding at the start of our family photo album?
I don't know, some other kid.
Let me rephrase that. Why is there a photo of you holding someone else's baby in our family photo album?
Look, sweetie, I'm sure you would agree that you're not very photogenic. We just knew it from the start.
Jesus Christ, Mom. Who cares if I wasn't photogenic? I was a baby.
Yeah, an ugly baby.
Great. All right, that's great. No, this day is very illuminating. Are there any other photos in this family photo album where the child picture isn't me?
Five or so?
What?
Flip to the end.
Abercrombie flips to the end. He sees a picture taken at his relatively recent 30th birthday party. And the picture is his mother, with her arm around his colleague, Stephen. His mother is smiling, the same smile as in the photo.
That's a nice one.
Stephen?
You never thought it was strange that I had a picture of me and Stephen at your 30th in there, and not a picture of me and you?
Yeah, but I guess it never occurred to me that he was my way more photogenic stand-in.
You're being dramatic. You think I need this right now? I'm most sick. Not to brag.
Steven slept with my wife at that party.
Well, that explains his winning smile.
God, enough!
Abercrombie is flipping through the photo album furiously.
Where else did you deem your own son not photogenic enough for a photo album that only you would ever have to look at? Let's see. Let's see.
He lands, again, right at the start. Looking down at the page, he points at a man in the very first picture.
Ah, here we go. Baby shower. Who is this guy, huh? Supposed to be my stand-in at my own baby shower? He's decades older than me, Mom. And he's not even a baby. You really think he pulled that off?
That's your father.
Oh, so I suppose you just couldn't find a baby stand-in on such short notice, huh? At the hospital, it was baby central. Plenty of stand-ins there. But I was the only baby at the baby shower. So even though it was my baby shower, you just missed me out entirely.
What are you talking about? You hadn't been born yet. We had the baby shower before you were born.
Excuse me?
That's how baby showers work. It's the whole point.
No. Let me get this straight. Not only do you deem your gambling buddies more of a family than me, not only have you been using more photogenic stand-ins for the family photo album since the day I was born, but you didn't even invite me to my own baby shower?
You were unborn!
I don't want to fucking hear it. This takes the cake, Mom. This really takes the fucking cake.
Abercrombie Dunt snaps the photo album shut and stands, glaring down at his mother.
Honey, you're being irrational.
How's this for irrational? I'm gonna have my own baby shower. Quite frankly, it's overdue and you're not invited.
Was that rhetorical? It's very irrational.
How's this for irrational?
Abercrombie leans down, getting face to face with his extremely unwell mother.
I repeat, you're not invited.
He goes to the door.
Are you actually leaving?
I hope those trophies by your bedside are enough for you, Kirsten. Because when you succumb to your illness within 3 to 4 working days, they will be all that you have.
Abercrombie leaves his mother's room and slams the door behind him. 3 working days later, Abercrombie's colleague, Stephen, enters Abercrombie's home. Home Bargain's baby shower decorations cover the walls, including a banner that says, Mummy to be. The mummy is, naturally, crossed out.
So it's just to be? And what does that mean?
Abercrombie scoffs heartily, as if the answer is the most obvious thing in the world.
Or not to be, right? Like the movie?
More of a quote than a movie, but it's still very clever.
Thank you.
So what is this, like, some kind of half-birthday party or something?
All right. I'm all for a joke, but let's try not to steal the limelight, all right? This is my day, after all. It is finally my day.
Wait. Steven looks around at all the decorations. He sees a baby bingo box on the coffee table. Is this actually a baby shower for you?
Of course! You see, my mother didn't invite me to mine. Bitch had my baby shower before I was even born.
That's how baby showers work. Man, they're more of a celebration of the expecting mother than they are of the baby themselves. Abercrombie rests his hand on Stephen's shoulder.
Listen, man. Last time I invited you into my home, you slept with my wife. But I still invited you today. How could I not? You're the life of the party, dog.
Stephen rubs at his neck awkwardly. Right, no, and appreciate that.
So you wouldn't take my mother's side, right? When you're on such thin, thin, wafer-thin ice as it is.
No, wafer-thin, of course not. This is your baby shower.
And frankly?
Frankly, it's overdue?
Exactly right.
Abercrombie takes a seat. There's a big grin on his face. This is big day. So, how many other people did you invite to this thing?
Oh, hundreds.
And how many RSVP'd?
Well, no one really RSVPs to anything anymore, man. What is this? A world before Wedding Crashers?
Right. And I'm not denying the impact that movie had on our culture, but how many RSVP'd, just out of interest?
Just you and Kathy.
Kathy, your ex-wife, Kathy.
Yeah, you and her.
Don't you, do you think that may be a little awkward?
Why would it be awkward? Oh, right, because you railed her on this very sofa while the rest of my loved ones sang me happy birthday in the backyard. Yeah, I guess that could have been awkward if it wasn't for everyone else that's going to show up.
And you're sure that everyone else is going to show up?
Of course, they wouldn't miss my big day.
It's just you sent out the invites like 40 minutes ago. In fact, the only reason I'm here is because I was nearby at the time and assumed the invite was a cry for help.
Are you trying to undermine my big day again, Steven?
The doorbell rings.
Oh, Saved by the Bell. Like the show? The Simpsons?
Is a scene in The Simpsons where someone's saved by a bell?
I don't know. Probably, Steven. There's like 34 seasons.
Abercrombie opens the door and in walks his ex-wife, Kathy.
Abercrombie, are you okay? I saw the invite and I thought, Jesus, he's finally snapped.
No. It's my big day.
Your baby shower?
Yeah, frankly, it's overdue.
Right, no, I got that from the Facebook invite, which read like a manifesto, by the way.
Thank you.
But you know baby showers are supposed to happen before the baby's born, right?
I'd drop it if I were you.
Oh, Stephen, hi.
Kathy, Stephen, and Abercrombie stand in the living room in silence.
Yikes! Just like my ex-wife Kathy to strangle the life out of the vibe, huh?
I don't know what to say. I guess I just feel a little awkward.
Why do you feel awkward? Oh, right! Because you two porked each other raw in this very living room, and upon hearing the commotion, myself and my loved ones naively assumed that the cat was just sick.
How is little Whiskers, by the way? I haven't seen her.
Funny you ask, actually, because while the commotion wasn't caused by her that day, she was in fact very sick and passed away later that night.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
For railing my wife?
No, for the... Well, I guess for both.
Well, let's kick this bitch off, shall we? I'll prepare the baby bingo. No cheating!
Abercrombie kneels down to the coffee table to prepare the baby bingo. Kathy nudges Stephen.
Why on earth are you encouraging this?
Don't worry, I texted my neighbor Brady, you know, the psychiatrist. They said they're on their way.
Good. Do you have any idea what brought this on?
Well, it's mommy issues, certainly.
It always was with him. But even still, this seems drastic. You didn't mention the...
Mention that I knocked you up on this coffee table, his 30th birthday party, Kathy. Somehow I don't think the announcement of a new baby stealing his thunder would be the best idea. And other reasons as well, obviously.
Of course. Well, I guess we just have to humor him, right? Until Brady gets here.
Poker faces. We can do this.
Bingo! Gosh, no. I'm getting ahead of myself. We haven't started playing. You guys know that. But here we go.
Abercrombie hands Stephen and Kathy a baby bingo card each.
You don't think we should wait until everyone else gets here?
Stephen, be realistic right now. No one else is coming to this thing. All right, first up. And this game was pretty cheap, so apologies if there's any repeats or anything. All right, baby.
In silence, Stephen marks baby on his bingo card.
Looks like four of these are just baby.
I've got five.
I said no cheating. All right, next up.
Abercrombie's face goes chalk white.
What is it?
Adultery.
The list says adultery?
All right, adultery. Who has adultery?
Abe, there's no way anybody has adultery. You clearly made that up to make us feel bad.
Stephen marks adultery on his bingo card.
It's actually on there?
What's the big deal? I'm winning.
Diaper!
Kathy marks diaper on her bingo card.
Cutting the cord!
Kathy goes to mark cutting the cord on her bingo card.
Let me finish! Cutting the cord, parentheses, the practice of stopping a cable or satellite television service or getting rid of a landline phone.
Got it.
Stephen marks cutting the cord, parentheses, the practice of stopping a cable or satellite television service or getting rid of a landline phone on his bingo card.
Are you actually enjoying this?
I just pissed on losing.
Bitch wife?
It says bitch wife?
Next on the list is bitch wife. Anybody got bitch wife?
Where did you buy this game?
Home Bargains. Oh, I have bitch wife. Just when I thought it was out, they pull me back in.
Damn, I don't have that one.
Are you stupid? That's not on the list. I was just saying it.
Oh, sorry.
Look at how they massacred my boy.
What?
Next on the list is Look How They Massacred My Boy. Anybody got Look How They Massacred My Boy?
Bingo!
Stephen is waving his bingo card in the air.
Looks like we may well have a winner, folks. Let me look at that. Yup. Baby. Cutting the cord. Baby. Baby. Adultery. Look how they massacred my boy. Baby. And Stephen wins! Congratulations, Stephen!
Abercrombie goes to shake Stephen's hand, but pulls his hand away at the last second. He leans closer, putting his lips to Stephen's ear.
You took everything from me, you son of a bitch. Wasn't enough that you slipped one to my wife. You couldn't even let me have baby bingo. Cross me again, and I'm going to kill you in real life. And this isn't a joke. Get ready, cunt.
Abercrombie returns to his place on the sofa. He claps his hands once. It's a deafening clap, causing Stephen to stumble and fall.
All right, that was fun. Now on to our next game. Guess that name.
Abe.
Yes, Kathy?
Be serious.
What's the matter, Kathy? Afraid you'll lose like you lost at baby bingo and your love for me?
Jesus, no, I just, you're...
Yes?
Kathy spots a car pulling up outside the house. She looks at Stephen, and he nods his head.
Right, fine, let's just play Guess the Name. My guess is Abercrombie.
All right, Abercrombie is locked in. Stephen?
Abercrombie is glaring at Stephen, as if he can not only see into his soul, but he is also undressing that soul, starting with the shoes. Glubby, wub, wub, jub?
Stephen guesses Glubby, wub, wub, jub. I think this will be a tight race.
The doorbell rings.
Thank Christ.
Oh, well, this is unexpected. I guess we'll just have to play baby bingo all over again. But don't worry, we've got plenty of cards.
Abercrombie goes to the door and opens it. Brady, Stephen's psychiatrist neighbor, enters the room.
Hi there, Abercrombie, I assume.
You cunt!
Oh.
You had to go and fucking ruin it!
I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure what I've ruined.
We're playing Guess the Name, asshole! And you just ruined it for everyone. How do you even know my name? I didn't invite you.
Stephen approaches. He puts his hand on Abercrombie's shoulder.
Abercrombie, this is Brady Punch. They're my neighbor and they're a psychiatrist.
Well, they ruined my game, so they're not welcome.
Abercrombie, can I call you Abercrombie?
Nope.
Your friend tells me you're currently holding a baby shower for yourself. Is that true?
Of course it's true. What was I supposed to do? My mother didn't deem it pertinent to invite me to the first one.
Ha, so that's why you're doing this. You feel your mother doesn't appreciate you.
Oh, well that's very insightful. What sort of neighbor are you?
I'm a psychiatrist.
Well, no one said that to me.
I said it right after I said they were my neighbor.
That's enough out of you, bigot!
Brady is nodding.
Stephen is kind of a bitch, isn't he?
Oh, tell me about it.
Stephen looks offended, so Kathy turns to him.
Don't worry, it's just a tactic.
Brady looks over at Stephen.
It's not a tactic, bitch!
I can't imagine what it must be like living next door to him.
Oh, don't get me started. He slept with my wife, you know.
Kathy glares at Stephen. He shrugs sheepishly.
No kidding! He also slept with my wife, Kathy, the one standing next to him.
Wow, I bet this is a pretty awkward baby shower, huh?
Why would it be awkward? Oh, because their brazen act of adultery likely gave my cat a heart attack? I guess, yeah.
So you invited a bunch of your loved ones to your baby shower, and this is all who showed? A bitch wife and a bitch?
Yeah, it was short notice, but... still.
Is there anyone you really wish was here?
I guess my mom.
Your mom, but you didn't invite her.
Lately, I've sort of gotten the inkling that she doesn't respect me. As a son.
What would make you think that?
Well, she basically told me as much. And on her deathbed, no less.
I'm sure it was a misunderstanding.
Actually, she was very clear.
And she passed, your mother?
Nah. Unless I missed a call during my baby shower, she should still be alive. The awards night said she had 3 to 4 working days.
Then let's go to her, Abercrombie.
And say what?
It doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you be by her side, while you still can. Not every son gets that privilege.
All right, I'll go. I'm gonna go. I won the baby shower.
Technically, I won the...
Abercrombie strikes Stephen across the face hard. A real Will Smither. You can really tell I wrote this last year.
Goodbye, Stephen. Kathy, Stephen's psychiatrist neighbor who showed up here by sheer chance. I've got a deathbed to kneel by.
Abercrombie walks down the hall. He sees the giant rat doctor still standing in the same spot. Inside the room across from his mother's, the now hoarse laughter of 345 people continues.
They're still in there?
I guess it was just really funny. Abercrombie enters his mother's room. She looks up at him from her game of poker.
Mom, I'm sorry I stormed out before.
Give me a minute, dear. Round's almost over.
Abercrombie stands by the door while Kirsten finishes a round of poker with 3 of her gambling buddies.
Falcon, you've done it again.
Falcon collects his winnings, grinning smugly.
My secret is that I cheat every time!
Falcon, murder, bitch hunt, could you all give me a second? This is my son.
Kirsten's gambling buddies file out of the room and stand in the hall.
Abercrombie kneels by his mother's side.
I'm sorry, okay? I couldn't handle the fact that you saw them as more of a family than me.
I'm pretty melodramatic, right?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, grow up, right?
Yeah, I know. I already lost one of the women I love this year to that bitch with the winning smile. I couldn't bear to think that I'd lost another.
Kirsten smiles sadly. She takes her son's hand.
Don't worry, son. I may not see you as family, but he'll always be my son.
Okay, but isn't that just family?
It's a little different.
Son is different than family?
It's ever so slightly different, yes.
You know, I smacked the shit out of Steven today.
Really? Any lasting damage?
Let's just say that smile won't be quite so winning anymore.
A single tear runs down Kirsten's smiling face.
That's my boy.
Kirsten flatlines.
Mom?
The giant rat doctor bursts in. How fast is she flatline? Abercrombie, still holding his mother's hand, glances at the electrocardiogram.
I don't know. Very?
Bingo! The giant rat doctor goes to his mother's bedside and picks up one of the awards. Inscribed on it is Fastest Flatliner. He turns to Falcon, who has now re-entered the room. Pony up, bitch. Sighing, Falcon counts out $300 and hands it to the giant rat doctor.
Sorry, you were betting on how fast my mother would flatline?
Falcon nods.
It's what she would have wanted!
Abercrombie looks down at his deceased mother, poker cards still in her other hand.
Yeah, I guess.
Alright, well that was arguably a book.
I like the references to television programs.
Yeah.
I've never seen a show.
Assuming you haven't seen those.
Yeah, this was a good learning opportunity. They said something about the Smithsons or something.
The Will Smithsons, yeah. It's a sitcom.
Yeah. And what was that therapist's name? Brady Punch? I feel like that was a reference to something, but I've never seen a show, so I don't.
Brady Punch, yeah, for sure.
The what?
Brady Bunch, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
they all didn't all those kids fuck each other or something when they got older.
Yeah.
Well, the dad died of AIDS.
Well, don't say that while I'm laughing.
In the show, he died of AIDS.
No, he got kicked off the show because they didn't like that he was gay. So he wasn't in the last six episodes. And then he died of AIDS. Like,
was Brady Bunch a sitcom? Honest question.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
No, I watched it a lot, like, more than I should have as a Gen Z. Like, no bit. I actually watched... I had, like, the first four seasons on DVD.
Give us a 10-word recap for the first four seasons of Brady Bunch.
Three girls, three boys, weird nanny. How many is that?
I think it's six. Two.
Fun times.
Oh wow! Until the last six episodes.
Fast times.
Well, they just kicked the actor who played the dad. They like didn't write him off. They just like
they just CG'd him in for the last.
They
six.
Just he just wasn't in the last six episodes. Actually, I don't know if that's why. I'm not. I'm just guessing because of the time period that that's why.
Oh, well, you seemed really sure.
It wouldn't shock me. He was not in the last six episodes, and it was because they didn't like the actor who played the dad. I think it was, like, Mark Brady.
Mark Brady? His name was Mark Brady?
All their last names were Brady.
Why?
Mark is a bad first name for a sitcom dad.
Because they were a family.
But they fucked
each
other.
Give me a Homer. Yeah, they fucked not each other, though.
The actors did.
Oh. Did they do it in character?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's canon?
So, like, the plot line, like, this was really, like, big for the time, was that, like, they were both divorced parents. It was also the first show to, like, show a toilet.
What's that?
Are you sure? Yeah, because MASH exists.
I think this was before MASH.
To show a toilet?
Or to, yeah, like they weren't allowed to do that. Yeah, they like pushed boundaries. There was something, it was something involving a toilet. But I think
something involving a toilet. They had a ball episode filmed entirely in a toilet.
All right, I think I'm going to go eat soup in this library.
Are you going to keep the stuff about the Brady Bunch in the episode?
Well, it was pretty much the entire intro.
Yeah. So okay, I just wondering.
We could,
You could just do the outro, I'm gonna go eat soup. End.
No, you can keep it, that. I just was wondering.
Yeah, I mean, certainly a little unsavory, but I feel like the people need to know. I mean, we're breaking the news. The cast of the Brady Bunch, in canon, fucked...
within the toilet.
I just... Oh, his name was Mike, not Mark.
Oh, thank God. You know what? That was honestly... All the things you've said about Brady Bunch, that was the thing that most concerned me. Mark?
Yeah.
For a sitcom dad? Jesus Christ. Give me a Homer. Give me a Bob. Give me a Peter. Give me a Mike.
Oh, wait. It wasn't that they did have a toilet. It was that they didn't have a toilet. That was the thing.
What?
But they had one. All right.
So
how does that break the mold?
I hate to say this, but we hired you here today as our resident Brady Bunch expert.
Hallie, now he has to cut everything about the Brady Bunch. The toilet was was honestly the last straw and the last flush.
I thought there was something about how it was like the first show to have a toilet, but I guess it was that they didn't have a toilet.
Why was that?
Looking it up. The first show to have a toilet.
Every
show before the Brady Bunch.
It wasn't groundbreaking. It was a plot hole. I got them confused.
Oh, it was a plot hole because they never. Well, who's calling that a plot hole? Fucking scat fetishists, like. You know, I love Brady Bunch, but why is there no toilet? Explain that.
This is actually really crazy, but the first show to have a toilet, believe it or not, Modern Family.
There's no fucking way.
Shockingly, season 8.
Season 8?
Yeah.
2 years ago, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Google says that it was an episode where Cam... gets a boner on the toilet and can't get it past the seat. Pretty perverted, but what can you do, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. Well,
turns out I don't remember as much about the Brady Bunch as I thought I did.
Yeah, for sure.
I did watch it a lot as a kid. That part is true.
Does Anna remember the end theme for Modern Family? Maybe we could sing the entire thing.
Hey,
I remember the Brady Bunch theme song. Here's the story.
Now this is a story all about how Cam got his boner stuck in the toilet.
No, the beginning of the Brady Bunch theme song does begin with "Here's the story of a lovely lady." That is true.
Who the fuck is the lady? I don't even
know.
Carol.
If she was so lovely, why'd she get a divorce?
She had 3 girls. All their hair was white as snow, like their mother. The youngest
Wait. So she had 3 girls. Did the guy have three boys?
Oh, yeah.
So they did all fuck in the show.
It's the story of a man named Brady, who was busy with 3 boys of his own.
Wait a minute.
So they did all fuck in the show.
So they definitely did. Because if I've seen porn...
If I've seen porn, and I haven't, but if I have...
And let me just set the record straight.
They were 4 men, just like their father. I forgot the next line.
Red Foreman?
And then one day, the lady met the fellow, and they knew it was much more than a hunch that this group would one day form a family. And that's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
Are you telling me this is the theme song for the Brady Bunch?
100%
is.
You can look.
Utterly insane. I can't believe those are the lyrics.
I may have gotten a few wrong, but like Christ. That's the general gist. The last part I know I got right.
I'm going to play the first like 5 seconds of the Brady Bunch theme song. And if it's
okay.
Actually
no, you need to watch the video with it.
If it's actually that, we're ending the recording. Okay. Right fucking now. All right, here we go. All right. Well, all right. Thanks for joining me, lovely ladies and lovely boys.
I'll read up on the Brady Bunch before next time I'm on.
And I'm going to go eat soup.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.